Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, let's welcome him in. Lorenzo Neal, one of the greatest fullbacks of all time. He joins us every Monday at 1 o'clock. Hey, Lorenzo, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm great. How you guys doing? Is this my man JD and Steiny, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, you ever play at altitude? Obviously, you probably played in Denver, but was there any other place that you played with altitude like that?
Steiny, believe it or not, I was wrestling in Wyoming. I was a senior at Fresno State, just come out of football. And we're wrestling in Wyoming, mountain, and I was beating a guy, and you know, technical pin, you win by 15.
Sure.
Technical pin, you win by 15, so it's just like a pin. I'm beating a guy 12-2 in the third round. Do you know I won 16-14? I had to be carried off. I was manhandling. Steiny was like, it was like, JD, someone just put a pin in me, and I was absolutely done. So absolutely altitude. I remember playing in Denver. The first half, you're just like, man, what's wrong with me? You're like, why am I just breathing? You're like always trying to breathe for air. You can't get enough. So it is definitely a factor.
Yeah, and Mexico City's even higher than Denver, apparently, by a few thousand feet. But
So not crazy that the Niners low would go and train in Colorado
right.
For a couple of days leading up to this one.
No, it's not, Jay. And what it does, though, JD, it gives you a mental edge. It gives you a psychological edge. Because now you're going to play Phoenix. You're playing Arizona Cardinals, a team that you know very well. It's a team that's not a horrible team, but they're not necessarily a good team. They're a team that's struggling. Yeah, they have Hopkins, and what he is unbelievable. So you're playing a team that's trying to find it, but you're better than this team, and you should be looking for some revenge. But you're going, so it's going to give you a mental edge. I think that mentally you have an edge, even though the weather was cold and they weren't able to practice like they wanted outdoors. You're still in the altitude. So I think you got to give the Niners a mental edge, and it's the fans and those other things. I think it's going to play a big factor tonight.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game, 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals tonight. Lo, I can't put it exactly like I want, but I feel like, you know, the Niners have, their season has been barely okay, but everybody thinks, it feels like, that this team is going to start winning. Do you think this team is going to start winning consistently?
You know, I think they will. I think when you look at their schedule, it's favorable. You have the Saints, who's been struggling. You look at the Saints, they were able to get by Arizona. You think about who you have on the schedule. And I'm going to tell you a game that I don't circle for a win, guys, and you guys are going to look at me crazy, and I just think they match up great, and they're playing good ball. And I think right now, I think if you said go power rankings, you would just have to say, hey, let's look at Philadelphia and say Philadelphia would be one. Two, it could either, if you want to slide Minnesota or Dallas, because what Dallas did, just because of the record, Minnesota or Dallas in there, and probably the fourth team you would say is the Niners. Mm-hmm. And then Tampa's going to get in by attrition because they're in a horrible league. But there's a team that I'm telling you, if they become a wild card, and if you're the Niners, I want no parts of them. They scare me because they're physical, and they got the best front four to me in football, Steiny. And you know who that is, don't you, JD? The Washington Commanders. I think they're playing good football. They're not making a lot of mistakes. They're physical, and they can get after you.
Yeah, that's a team, and the Niners are going to get a look at them on Christmas Eve at Levi's. So one of those where you never know. Maybe they play each other, then they play each other again in a first round. But yeah, they are a physical bunch. Why do you think the Cardinals have posed so many problems for the 49ers over the years? Because it seems like every time these two teams play, we look at it on paper and say, well, the Niners are the better team. But the Niners haven't always been able to come out on top. And every one of these games seemingly has been close, except for the one blowout last year when Colt McCoy and the Cardinals handed it to him in Santa Clara.
Absolutely. Great question. And I think one of those reasons, because attitude. I think when you look at, we talk about it all the time, you look at the king of the jungle, it's the lion. But the lion's not the fastest, not the strongest. It's probably not the toughest. It's not the biggest. But it's the mentality. I think the Niners, when you play Arizona, it's got to be mentality. One day you're going to play a guy, you know, the quarterback who can, Kyler Murray, what he brings to the table is elusiveness. He can run and get out of the pocket. So he's a nightmare for the Niners. Scrambling quarterbacks we've seen have given the Niners problems. But now you bring in McCoy, comes in, who hasn't been a starter for years, but he was able to throw the ball. They didn't put pressure on him. They didn't hit him, only sacked him a couple times. He had time to throw the ball, and he's a capable quarterback. And if you give him time, he's going to tear you up. So I think styles make fight. This is a team that thinks that they can beat the Niners. It's a team that matches up well against the Niners. The Niners got to go out here and play good football and go out and play their type of football, and that's physical, and that's getting after the quarterback and hitting. Don't give him time, whoever the quarterback is, and tackle. You got to make sure you get guys on the ground, surrounded with Kyler Murray, whoever's going to be the quarterback. You got to hit him. You got to sack him. And I think this is going to be a good matchup, but I do think the Niners, they have given the Niners problems, but I don't see tonight being one of those nights.
Hey, hello. Did you happen to be wrestling in Laramie, Wyoming?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes, absolutely.
That's 7,200 feet. That's Mexico City. I didn't realize. I knew they had mountains in Wyoming, right, but I didn't know they had big boys. Yeah, I just looked up the elevation of Laramie, Wyoming, and it's 7,200 feet.
Steiny,
so that's worse than Denver.
Oh, Steiny, I'm telling you, it was like nothing else ever happened. I was like, what the hell is going on? I was killing the dude, and you can go look at it, and I was beating, and all of a sudden, I turned in the noodles. So, yes. So that's what I'm saying. This altitude play, big difference. Absolutely, guys. And that's why tonight, too, you do have to give the Niners a big edge because of the altitude.
How do the Niners continue to get the running game going? Because I know they found a way to beat the Chargers, and McCaffrey was awesome, obviously, against the Rams, going back to before the Niners had the bye. But there's a way Kyle Shanahan wants to play, and it seems like right when the Niners are about to start doing it that way, something happens and they just can't. So how do they become more effective in the run game down the stretch here?
Sure, JD. I think when you look at the Niners, you think about what they have, and you start thinking about the weapons they have. You look at McCaffrey and think, oh my God, this run. McCaffrey's not a guy that's just going to beat you up with the physicality. He's got to have lanes. You got to get him moving. He's a great cutback runner. He's a one cut. You get north and south. I think they got a 1-2, great 1-2 punch. So when you look at the Niners and you say, okay, wow, why didn't they dominate the Chargers? Guys, the Chargers aren't a bad team. The Chargers should have won against Kansas City, should have swept Kansas City, in my opinion, estimations of watching the two times these teams met. They beat a Chargers team, guys. Yes, it's got a lot of injuries on defense, but that is a good team because, guys, they have something that the Niners are hoping they have in the young quarterback, and that's a guy who can throw the ball and keep his team in it. And that's what, you know, Justin Herbert, what he's able to do with the ball. So you look at the teams that the Niners have played. Yes, we look for them to be able to just dominate. I don't know if that's going to happen, the rest of the season, but I do believe that the Niners are going to make a conscious effort to run the ball, and you know that number's 40, JD. Every time this team carries the ball 40 times or more, they're usually winning.
All right, Lo, have a good day, and I assume you will be on, tomorrow with Sean Salisbury for the Absolutely. Football hour. Is that correct? 6 o'clock.
That's correct, brother.
All right, man.
Cheers, guys.
All right, love you, Lo. That's Lo Neal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.